Venga.
All right, well, I'm going to call.
Okay, you're good to go.
Thanks, Tui. I'm going to call our April 5th BCPL meeting to order. Tui sent the packet out on Friday, so we're just going to go through our agenda today. The first item is to approve the minutes from the March 15th meeting. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
This is Doug. I second it.
Great. It's been moved and seconded. Any changes, questions, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes from March 15th, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Great. The minutes are approved. Moving on to our loans for this meeting, we right now have, it looks like, 8 loans. A little over $4.2 million. So it's a big loan package that we're approving today. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
This is Doug. I'll make a motion to approve them.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Rich, I'm going to turn it over to you during discussion to highlight what we are looking at today with our loan package. And Rich, I think you're on mute.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Don't have much to say on any of the particular loans, the road work and refinancing making up the bulk of them. You will possibly notice that some of the loans are at our old rate. And that's really all I would like to mention about the loans today.
This is Doug. I have a question. The number 8, which is the 20-year loan, it's at 4%. So we charge higher interest on longer range loans.
That is generally true, and I'll be talking about that in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Rich about the loans? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan package, they say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. So there's old business. There's no new business. We'll just move on to routine business. And so, Rich, your chief investment officer's report.
Thanks, Sarah. I do have a few things I'd like to discuss today. You know, first, as Doug mentioned, the investment committee approved another increase in the state trust fund loan interest rates. This increase went into effect on March 28th. And was needed to reflect current market conditions as the 10-year treasury rate increased 0.75% during the month of March alone. The new interest rates for the state trust fund loan program are 4% for loans that are 2 to 10 years long, and 4.25% now for loans that are 11 to 20 years long. You'll note that it's pretty unusual for us to have the same rate for a 10-year loan as, or a 2-year loan as a 10-year loan. Most of the time, our longer-term rates are substantially higher. We needed to do this because market interest rates are currently flat to inverted, with 2, 10, and 20-year treasury rates at about 2.5%, with the 5-year rate actually quite a bit higher at 2.7%. In the past, an inverted yield curve, which means that the short-term rates are higher than the long-term interest rates, has always been a precursor to recession. But now I'm going to say something that could be the most dangerous phrase in finance. This time is different. Here's the theory. Quantitative easing, which is Fed speak for the Fed buying debt in the open market to push down interest rates, may have artificially created this inversion by reducing longer-term interest rates. So will we get a recession? Hard to say, and maybe not right away. The economy continues to be on a roll, with the U.S. adding over 400,000 jobs last month. The market is anticipating that the Fed will raise short-term rates substantially over the remainder of the year in an effort to subdue inflation. This will probably include the Fed selling off many of the $4 trillion in bonds that they purchased since the onset of COVID-19. Selling these bonds will increase overall supply and effectively reduce prices. And when bond prices go down, yields go up. Interest rates are definitely on the rise. So what does this all mean for BCPL? First, our current fixed income portfolio will lose value. When I present the next quarterly report at our meeting in 4 weeks, you'll notice that bond valuations have already declined. However, you know, we remain in the enviable position of never needing to sell an asset at a loss. The nice thing about bonds is that unless there's a default, you get 100% of your principal back upon maturity. Second, as market interest rates go up, we will begin to see fewer early redemptions in bonds. As rates go up, there's less incentive for bond issuers to refinance. That will help stabilize that part of our portfolio. Third, as rates become more attractive from an investment standpoint, we will begin to invest more of our excess cash reserves into longer-term fixed income investments that pay reasonable rates of return. For example, just last week, we purchased our first agency bond in the past few years and got a rate of 4.2% for a 14-year fixed-rate AAA-rated bond. That bond provided an excellent premium over current Treasury rates. Fourth, we will also begin to grow the interest income received from the State Trust Fund Loan Program. The average interest rate in our loan portfolio will slowly begin to move higher, and as with bonds, the incentive for our customers to refinance and prepay loans will go down. And last, the big picture is that a higher interest rate environment will, over the long term, improve our ability to generate distributable income. That is good news for our beneficiaries. I have a few other items I'd like to report. The investment committee made an additional $13 million commitment to the Invesco U.S. Income Fund, one of our open-ended real estate funds that invests in a diversified portfolio across the United States. In addition to property appreciation, this fund has been generating 5.4% in distributable income. The new commitment brings the total investment in this fund to about $55 million, or 4% of common school fund assets. This level of funding will allow about 25% appreciation before we reach the threshold of 5% of total assets for any one fund investment. In addition, the investment committee also made a $20 million commitment to Venture Investors Health Fund 7, a new Madison-based fund managed by the same team as one of our current venture capital investments. We have been very pleased with the performance of our current investment in Fund 6. We are happy for the opportunity to continue our relationship with venture investors and believe this commitment will make a significant common school fund for future generations. It is expected that this commitment will close over the summer and be called over the next 3 to 4 years. That's all I have for today. Does anybody have any questions?
Thanks, Rich. I just want to reiterate to the commissioners that as it's been busy with regards to kind of all the work the investment committee has been taking on, but we're seeing it pay off as we continue to have record-breaking distributions. So appreciate the work. And I also want to just emphasize too to the commissioners the work that we've done in venture in partnering with firms that are based here in Wisconsin, which is always a really good thing. Any other questions for Rich? Well, Tom is not with us today, and I will keep my update very brief. I was in Green Bay yesterday. I did a common school fund distribution to Green Bay Public Schools. And again, people were incredibly appreciative. The head of WMTA, or the former head of WMTA, was there. And I think it's very appropriate as we are kicking off actually National School Librarian Month. And so knowing that our funds are often the sole source of funding for our public school libraries, it was just a great way to kick off the month. So that is all I have. I know in the next, either the next BCPL meeting or the one after that, we are, it's going to be a bit longer of a meeting. So I just want to note that for commissioners. In addition to some land transactions that we need to be doing, we also will be going through the goals and priorities of the agency. But I know that TWE will be following up with your offices to make sure that we have the appropriate time marked off on everyone's calendar so we can go through this in a very thoughtful way. But that's all I have on my end. Any questions for me?
Nope. Thanks, Sarah.
All right. Well,
this is Doug. Just have someone check about that passcode problem.
Thanks, Doug. We'll make sure that Twee works to update that.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any new agenda items? See none. I move to adjourn the meeting today.
I second.
Me too.
Great. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah.
Let me think about it for a while. Aye.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it, everyone. Have a great week.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.